answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Recapping our breaking news of just a few minutes ago, Iran's foreign minister has announced the Strait of Hormuz is open, that Iran has its own blockade there in place for several weeks since the start of that war. But because the Israel-Lebanon conflict is now in a ceasefire, Iran has said they will reopen the strait. That had been one of their conditions made public 10 days or so ago in order to do just that. Now, there's a lot of open questions still. What does that mean for the U.S. Navy's blockade? We presume it will also lift, but the U.S. officials have not said that yet. President Trump celebrating it on Truth Social just now. The market's also rallying.
Oh, yeah, the market's rallied. Oil prices dropping and stock prices going up. Winning again. Now, there's still a lot of things to be worked out. But I want to point something out to you. That report you were hearing came from one of the legacy media that they got to acknowledge it. But they're going to try to pick holes in it. And I understand that. And there are legitimate questions to be raised. But that was MSN Now announcing that the Iranian prime minister said the Strait of Hormuz is open again. There are some restrictions. We'll get into that more. But right now, the Navy blockade that President Trump put in place, obviously a prime factor. The deal and a ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon, now adding to the decision by Iran. All right, let's cease and desist for a time. And there's more developing. And it will be over the weekend as well. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Let's begin with another winning day. What do you say? And on Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, commentary, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. In our next hour, you're going to hear from two voices about the future of our country. One is, in my opinion, frightening, truly frightening. The other is, in my opinion again, rational. Will you agree with my view on those? That's coming up in the next hour. And also, a decision to give illegals free transsexual operations. What the heck? We'll get to that in our next hour. Later in this hour, Gordon Chain will be joining us, obviously talking about the latest developments involving Iran and China's response, and also China racing to the moon, trying to establish supremacy at the moon before we do. And our story behind the story today, dealing with the moon mission, a moon landing as planned, but never did happen. A near disaster. The story behind the story. Apollo 13. That's coming up later in this hour. All right, once again to the big news. The Strait is open. Let's hear it from Newsmax.
Breaking news, and this is big. So if you're at home or if you're streaming right now, listen to this. The president just put this on Truth Social. Here's what he says. Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran, which I'm assuming he means Hormuz, is fully open and ready for full passage. Reuters has confirmed that as well. They're reporting as well, saying that Iran's foreign minister said this passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz declared completely open. But listen to this part, for the remaining period of the ceasefire, and it's in line with the ceasefire that's in place with Israel and with Lebanon. So again, breaking news, the Strait of Hormuz completely reopened right now. It seems, Colonel McConkey, that the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, essentially Hezbollah, that has catapulted this decision by Iran to allow now these vessels, which have been heavily impacting fuel costs, to be completely open.
So, yeah, it is a change and a big win. Now, I said there are restrictions. Iran is dictating a procedure to go through the straits, a territorial area. No big deal. It's just that the ships can't just go through as they might choose their own course. They must stay within a confined area. Again, it's not a big deal. Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief.
I think that statement about the Strait of Hormuz is a significant confidence-building measure. It's the first steps, potentially, for a framework whereby we dial down our military involvement and get to the stage where we can have real diplomatic negotiations. We've started that process, but the negotiations, I think, are going to be painstaking. I don't have any hope that there's going to be an immediate agreement, but there is the potential for the framework for an agreement whereby we see free passage through the Strait of Hormuz and the corresponding impact on the global economy and our economy here at home. I think the blockade has been successful. I do think Iran has a high threshold for pain, especially when it comes to Iranian citizens. This regime obviously has no problem with violating their human rights and making their lives miserable. But what I think was hanging in the balance was a resumption of U.S. kinetic strikes. And what I think Iran really wants...
Those kinetic strikes, that would have been completely obliterating their infrastructure, all of the electric power facilities they have, everything else. And Iran recognized that is not what we want. They knew that was still a very real possibility. And Dan Hoffman is obviously correct that Iran has a high threshold of pain. Because the Iranian leaders in the regime, they're not paying the price. Not supposedly, but with intel information, we had decimated the leading ranks of their Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And the Ayatollahs are being targeted, have already been, and will continue if they try to reinstitute the regime. Trump pointed out that Iran, quote, never committed to close the Strait of Hormuz again. That's what he says. But our blockade remains in place regardless at this point. We're not simply going to pull it down because they made that statement. He said that Iran is removing sea mines following the report of the opening of the strait. And he added that this key waterway is completely open and ready for business and full passage. And Iran agreeing to, quote, never close it again. Oil prices, as we said earlier, dropped rapidly, more than 10% at the initial news today. The Iranian foreign minister saying the strait will be open to all commercial shipping traffic within the confines of the area they want. And immediately Trump also slammed NATO regarding this win the U.S. has pulled off. And he said, and I want to quote as he wrote on Truth Social, "Now that the Hormuz Strait situation is over, I received a call from NATO asking if we would need some help." Oh, my God. These guys are clueless. Response from Trump in caps, "I told them to stay away unless they just want to load up their ships with oil. They were useless when needed. A paper tiger." He's absolutely right. NATO was not there. Now, they had started talking about, we're going to form a coalition of the willing nations, maybe to go over and clear mines and help out a little bit. But they were meeting to discuss doing that. They were not taking action. And this kind of took the yoke off their neck. But it does not cover the yellow stripe down their back. Opening the strait does ease tensions with Iran and the current regime, easing it. But at what cost to Israel? How sold is a Jewish state on this deal?
Israel awoke to a different reality this morning. And it's not one that Israelis are necessarily comfortable with. There was an imposed ceasefire by the president on Prime Minister Netanyahu in southern Lebanon, where southern Lebanon is the scene of intense fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is basically a proxy of Iran and has been shelling northern communities. About 6,000 rockets fired at the Galilee over the last 6 weeks. And all that population has been under fire. You'd think that population would want a ceasefire, but no, they don't want a ceasefire. They'd like to see Hezbollah beaten finally, because every couple of years they have to face that same type of barrages over and over and over again. They want it finished. But the president has said that he's also willing to invite the prime minister of Israel and the president of Lebanon, President Aoun, to Washington this week for peace talks. Now, that is certainly a welcomed event. Should it happen this week, Israelis will certainly support that. But the question is, even if Israel and Lebanon make peace, will Lebanon be able to impose a ceasefire on Hezbollah? Will it be able to dismantle Hezbollah's arms, to disarm Hezbollah? The Lebanese army is not strong enough to take on Hezbollah. So it's going to be a big question that Israelis are going to be asking the president and our own leaders as these talks go forward.
Yeah, you still have the talks to go forward. And Israel is in the midst of the Ring of Fire. Having a peace between Israel and Lebanon is one thing. But Hezbollah operates out of Lebanon. And that's what Israel had been targeting anyway, not targeting the Lebanese people and the state of Lebanon itself, but going after the terrorists, the Hezbollah, funded by Iran. But Iran is running out of money to continue funding terrorists. They can't sell their oil until now this strait is open, where they will now be allowed to ship oil out again and start getting some money back in their coffers. And, of course, they're still hoping that we'll release more billions that we are holding, as Barack did when he was in office, sending them millions in cash overnight on a plane, various currencies, small denomination, to be distributed to the terrorists around the Middle East and elsewhere, and then eventually releasing billions because he said, well, we'd lose in the world court. We seized the money when they took over our embassy, so we'll lose, so we'll just give it to them now. What an idiot statement. What an idiot move. So what if you lose in the world court? Ignore it. The others do. I want to give you a look at some of the reaction from, again, the leftist media, Politico. Left-leaning, firmly left-entrenched, let me put it that way. They do top their story as I'm watching right now. Now, as you look at it, it will probably change. That's going to be updated. But as I'm speaking to you, they're saying, the Strait of Hormuz reopening for commercial traffic, Trump and Iran say. So they met Trump part of the story and then Iran. But they can't help but try to find some weakness, because right below that, an exclusive by one of their writers, diplomatic cables show Iran war is damaging the U.S. on multiple fronts across the world. They just have to try to slap you in the face while you're smiling with joy. Slap! Slap again! The Iran war is damaging the U.S. Don't you realize that? Wake up! What the hell do you think was going on with Iran anyway? That is, again, Politico. You want another example? Let me go to the Hill. And what they have right now, with all of this happening, they're leading with the Senate GOP is losing patience with Speaker Johnson as the Department of Homeland Security faces a crisis. That's a legitimate story, but in the face of what this is, really? Well, they do have a side piece by one of their opinion writers stating, Iran is exploiting our racial divisions online, and Americans are helping. Yeah, I would say the Hill is helping. And again, that's leftist leaning, leftist standing. And then I find deeper down, live updates, Iran says Strait of Hormuz open. What? They damn near bury the story. I don't mean just bury the lead. They bury the entire story. This is what you get from these guys. We know it. We deal with it on a constant basis. Well, now with this happening today, let's go back to just a couple of days ago when Trump talked about, here's how we will make things better.
We built the greatest military anywhere in the world. There's nobody even close. All you have to do is take a look at the blockade. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. That blockade is the best thing. And I'll tell you something. I think the blockade has been more powerful than the bombs. The bombs were powerful, and it weakened them. They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. They have no anything. They have no leaders. But their new leaders, the ones that have replaced them, it's a regime change. They are much more, I think, frankly, more intelligent and more moderate. But we have a real chance to make a deal very soon with Iran.
And today it happened. Today it happened. And let me add this. Now, this is from Breitbart. I always try to give you the sources and make sure you know where they stand. I'd never try to hide information from you to make Trump look better, the U.S. look better. We have our flaws. He certainly has his. And I try to point out things on both sides. Let you be the arbiter of what is really the best for our nation and what's true or not. Breitbart is a right-wing publication. Very conservative. Here's the way they lead. Despite an all-out corporate media propaganda campaign using a few marginalized podcasters as proof, there is a growing rift between President Trump and Republican voters. New polling shows that's not true. And it adds, some might find it hard to believe, but social media is not real life. They point out between March and April, in the far-left Quinnipiac poll, support for Trump among Republicans increased. Did you hear me? Increased from 72% to 81% between March and April. Then you have a poll from the Economist YouGov showing an increase in Republican support for the president. They don't want to talk about that. Because, see, they have the legacy media. And they have some leftist podcasters out there who think they are God's gift to the world. Far from it. And they want to continue to say, we're failing. We are a bad, bad, bad nation. Get used to winning, as Trump said. Coming up, the view of what's happened with Gordon Chang on these developments, plus China racing to the moon while we're doing the same. And our story behind the story. On this date, Apollo 13 got safely home. Failed its main mission, but safely home. The story behind the story. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund Heit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, Think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I'm ready, sir.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We've got one of the guests you always love hearing from, Gordon G. Chang. And, of course, you should follow him on his Twitter account, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us again, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Well, I know you've got a tight schedule, so I want to follow that. I always appreciate you giving us the time you do have. His latest book is Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Your quick assessment, your remarks and reaction to the apparently the strait being now fully open, the Iranian prime minister says it will, and how that will affect China and everything going forward.
Yes. Well, we know the statement, but the question is, did the Iranian foreign minister have the authority to make that on behalf of the regime? Because that regime is, I believe, somewhat in a state of disarray after all of the elimination of senior officials and the mullahs. The important thing here is that if it's open, this will be really good for China, because China right now needs that oil through the strait. It gets about 45 to 50% of its imported seaborne oil through the Strait of Hormuz. But also, more important, it needs a calm environment, because right now it is extraordinarily export dependent. And if the skies and the seas are no longer considered safe around the world, people will not be buying Chinese goods in the quantity that Beijing needs. So, yes, this is really important for the Chinese.
I'm glad you pointed out that we have to keep in mind how much authority does the prime minister have to make the statement. But at least it's been made and everybody's supposedly accepting it within some restricted areas as to where the passage actually happens. But do you accept that it is open right now or not?
Well, we'll see. And I certainly hope that it is, because it's not only good for China, but it's good for our friends and our partners. We don't rely on the Strait of Hormuz as much because we're energy independent. And also, you know, we are a trade deficit country. So if we trade less, it's probably going to be good ultimately for the United States. So, yeah, this is a good news for our friends and partners, and it's a good news for China.
All right, let's talk about China and its race to the moon. The Artemis II project is the beginning. The entire Artemis program is trying to establish basically a space station, not specifically on the moon to begin with, but an orbiting space station that would be kind of a fuel stop off from there, either to the moon or distant places. China is racing to get to the moon to establish a base as well, correct?
Correct. There are two races here, Larry. There's a race to the moon, and there's a race for the moon. And the race for the moon is by far the most important, because this means establishing moon bases, which are critical for not only scientific purposes, but for economic ones and military ones. So getting to the moon and actually putting a base on the moon is absolutely essential.
And that's different than what the basic Artemis program was, to have a station orbiting the moon that could be a waypoint. But then there's talk was, right, let's actually plant on the moon itself. China's going straight for planting on the moon, correct?
Yes. Well, they want not only get to the moon, they also want to base themselves on the moon. Everybody wants to do that because everyone realizes how important it is. And so the Chinese are in tight races with us. We're ahead in both of those races, but we can't rest because the Chinese are really determined, and they're not very far behind in either of those contests.
And what should we expect if China does what it wants before we can?
What they will do is they will establish a base at the South Pole of the moon, which is really important because that is where you have all sorts of advantages, including access to helium-3. But in general, whoever controls the moon controls what's called cislunar space, which is the space between Earth and moon. If you control cislunar space, you will be able to dominate the Earth itself. So really, this is a Earth-Moon system, which is integrated, and we cannot cede any part of it to the Chinese.
Are we talking about missiles and so forth fired from the moon to the Earth? I mean, you look at the passage of time as before they could reach the Earth. How valid is that?
Well, it's not so much firing missiles from the moon, but if you control the moon, you control cislunar space, and you can certainly fire missiles onto the surface of the Earth from cislunar space. Matter of fact, that's what the Chinese demonstrated with their hypersonic glide vehicle. So it is an integrated system, which means you have to control all parts of it in order to be able to secure your own self on the surface of the Earth.
And, of course, in the beginning, there was the U.S. and the Sputnik program against the Russians. Russians are out of the picture entirely now.
Yes. Well, Russia is helping China. Russia has some really cool technology. And it's an integrated Chinese-Russian program with the Chinese in the lead, but with the help of a lot of Chinese tech and the Russian tech.
All right, and to, again, helping you conform to the time schedule you're on, first of all, let me again thank you, but I want to read back to the audience a tweet you put out today, and folks, I suggest following him, at Gordon G. Chain, on X, tweet, whatever you want to call it. You stated, Iran is just a proxy for China, why punish just the pawn?
Yes, because, you know, Iran would not be able to challenge the international system without Chinese support. It's not only economic support with purchasing 87.2% of Iran's oil exports last year, but it's also weapons support, propaganda support, diplomatic support, everything except for combat troops. Iran has been basically implementing Xi Jinping's policy of disrupting the world. And we got to recognize this because, you know, Iran is a symptom, but China is the disease.
Perfectly stated. Again, thank you again, Gordon. I'm wishing you a great weekend. And we do, as always, appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Larry, and stay safe.
You bet. Gordon G. Chain. Follow him at Gordon G. Chain. His latest book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. And as you heard him point out, if they actually get a space station, a moon station, in place before we do, that would not be good. And how they would use it and abuse us in the process, you don't even want your imagination to go there. And yet we must do that. We must look ahead in fear and prepare for it. And we've been doing it. We would do it fast enough. The Artemis program had a timetable to establish the first lunar space station, the Gateway. but that was going to be basically to have it in place by 2031. And the HALO, the Habitation and Logistics Outpost, is already in development to support the astronauts. The HALO would be the one orbiting the moon, not actually on the moon. And what's the difference between orbiting the moon and being on the moon? Well, as you heard the statement from Gordon G. Chain, having an actual space station on the southern pole of the moon will be much more viable for creating havoc and chaos if you choose. The orbiting station will be much like our space station now. We go up and we do some things, run experiments and so forth. And go back to the point, you have to give JFK credit for the vision that we were going to do it. And a lot of folks just didn't think it was going to be worth the money. What did we learn from our early space missions and the race to get into space, much less to get on the moon? Look around you. There are so many things around you that will give you an indication that we did not have prior, because a lot of the technology, the advancement, the entire effort that went into getting space under, not under control, but reachable, and then getting on the moon, has left us with all kinds of things that we didn't have before. Technology of all types. We have satellite telecommunications now available worldwide. Weather forecasting worldwide. Global positioning. And advanced technology spinoffs, something like a simple memory foam. Yeah, that came out of that as well. Do you really care about it? Well, if you want some memory foam, yes, that would be maybe your mattress that would conform to you and be proper. That's such a small thing, Larry. Yes, but it all came out of that and additional efforts. Health monitoring tools. Again, this is used for your everyday life, not just for space. And yet there's some still saying, we shouldn't be bothering with this. We need to be paying attention to the U.S. I mean, the Earth, yes, we do. We do. But we also know already, based upon our 50-plus years of satellite and human missions, the Earth is fragile. We need to know what might be needed in the future. And, of course, there was an effort to land on the moon with Apollo 13. That was their mission. And despite everything that they had intended to do, it all went wrong. You remember maybe the words directly, and certainly saw them in the movie Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks. Houston, we have a problem. The story behind the story, still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out there.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Hey, we've had a problem here. Can say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
It was plagued by bad omens and bad luck from the very beginning.
Looks good here. Flight's good and great.
The words of James Lovell Jr., how the mission was plagued from the beginning. And for those who are truly superstitious, why name it 13? Why not skip 13, the number? The crew came in contact with measles shortly before the original launch. And the crew was swapped out some. One guy that was going to be on the mission had to be replaced because he was not fully recovered and still possibly contaminated with measles. So that was one thing. And there were a lot of delays and things behind the scenes that were happening. The crew was lifting off on April 11, 1970, as our seventh crewed mission in the Apollo space program. And we were planning to have our third moon landing. But it had to be aborted because, as you heard, James Lovell had reported to NASA control, Houston, we have a problem. We didn't know how big it was at that point. Now, Lovell had served as a command module pilot of Apollo 8. In fact, he, along with Frank Borman and William Anders, were one of the first three astronauts to fly to and orbit the moon. So he was commanding the Apollo 13 mission. The idea was to land on the moon. They never got a chance to do that because of the issue that suddenly surfaced. The entire world was not really watching and paying attention when the Apollo 13 liftoff happened. It was, again, routine at that point. We had kind of started accepting it. And Jim Lovell ended up, as I said, as commander. Jack Swigert was going to be the command module pilot. And Fred Hayes, the lunar module pilot. But again, Swigert was a late replacement for Ken Mattingly, grounded after being exposed to measles. Lovell, by the way, passed away last year, August 7th. But what a career the man had in space and life itself. But he did not get to make that moon landing on the Apollo 13. There were already some issues that they were having on the ground. They knew that they had what they call a routine stir of the oxygen tank that was to be done to stir the oxygen up inside one of the tanks from time to time. And, of course, the oxygen was needed for breathing and generating electrical power. And the systems were critical. Everything on board was critical. But Lovell and the others sent back video to Earth as they came to the end of a work day.
This is the crew of Apollo 13. Wish everybody there a nice evening, and we're just about ready to close out our mission of Aquarius and get back for a pleasant evening at Odyssey. Good night.
Actually, it was the end of the workday. We were fixing to go to bed after we did a few things to clean up, and the next morning go into lunar orbit and get ready to land. Then there was a large bang.
When the explosion first occurred, we didn't know what happened.
And that just rang through the metallic structure.
Houston, we've had a problem.
I was in the lunar module, and then I went down into the command module.
We may have had an instrumentation problem, flight.
Roger.
And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there.
Started to look at the instrument panels. One of the quantity gauges of one of the tanks was zero. That was the tank that it blew. And I then looked out the window and saw escaping at a high rate of speed, a gaseous oxygen, because the explosion occurred on the damaged tank, but that also ruptured the second tank, just blew the entire side of the spacecraft off.
My immediate feeling was just a sick feeling of pit of my stomach, a disappointment. I knew we had lost the landing.
And from then on, it was not a third landing on the moon, but a survival of how to get home.
How to get home. Yeah, it's funny when you were listening to the other astronaut state, I had a sick feeling we weren't going to be able to land on the moon. I think my sick feeling would be, are we going to get home? Yes, that was part of their concern as well. And again, inside a darkened spacecraft, because they had to start saving what energy they had, shutting things down, it got extremely cold. Swigert got his feet wet while filling water bags. He had no lunar overshoes because he was never scheduled to walk on the moon. And then there was another issue, very personal type issue that you had to deal with. It's a fact of life. They had to urinate. But they were told, don't use the normal procedure and blow it into space because it might avoid, or rather disturb, the trajectory. Stored in bags the best you can. And then they had an issue with water itself, to have enough water to get home. And the crew's ration, based on what had just happened, was now 6.8 fluid ounces of water. That's all they had before they would get back to Earth, if they got back to Earth. Once again, the words of Commander Lovell.
It was a question of getting this entire world geared and oriented to one single job, get the crew home.
Teamwork was necessary. Good leadership, initiative, to think out outside of the box when things go wrong, how do we repair them? Those are the three things that were absolutely necessary.
I was most proud of being in this team that knew what they had to do. And there was no doubt about it. The team completely faced up to what had to be done. In this case, it was a survival challenge that we were faced with. So there you are. We light off.
And it sounds like something of a movie script. Well, in fact, it became a movie script, as you well know, for the Apollo 13 film with Tom Hanks, Ed Harris in it, and others, 1995, directed by Ron Howard. But that was in the confines of acting like you were in space, not the real thing. But there still were some challenging issues brought up during the movie. So yes, more on the fears, the issues, the prayers for Apollo 13. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
What did you do?
Nothing. I stirred the tanks.
Whoa. Hey.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a main bus B undervolt. We've got a lot of thruster activity here, Houston. Now? It just went offline. Oh, there's another master alarm, Houston.
I'm checking a quad.
Christ, that was no repress valve.
Maybe it's in quad
C. We've got a computer restart.
I'm going to reconfigure the RCS.
We've got a big light.
These things fire, doesn't make any sense.
We've got multiple caution and warning, Houston. We've got a reset and restart.
All right, I'm going to SDS.
Jesus.
Flight, the heart rates are skyrocketing.
Econ, what's your data telling you?
O2 tank 2 not reading at all. Tank 1 is at 725 PSI and falling. Fuel cells 1 and 3 are, oh boy, what's going on here? Flight, let me get back to you.
Flight GNC?
GNC.
Flight, they're all over the place. They keep going close to gimbal lock.
I keep losing radio signal. Flight, they're in Tampa.
Right, 22. They're going to have to do it manually.
One at a time, people. One at a time. One at a time. Ecom, is this an instrumentation problem, or are we looking at real power loss here?
It's reading a quadruple failure. That can't happen. It's got to be instrumentation.
Let's get that hatch button. The limb might have been hit by a meteor.
It cannot happen, but it did. Multiple failures all at one time, there as depicted inside the 1995 movie Apollo 13. The decision had to be made to where can we go to be kept alive for a while. The lunar module. It was designed to support only two men on the lunar surface for 2 days. Mission control in Houston improvised new procedures so it could support the three men for 4 days, but a great hardship. Extremely cold, wet, moisture everywhere, the shortage of drinking water, the critical need to adapt the cartridges for carbon dioxide scrubber system so they didn't die of carbon dioxide, all of this. And then again, can we get them safely back down? They were scheduled to splash down in the South Pacific Ocean on television. Now, every time we've had a rocket return, especially a manned missile rocket returning to Earth's orbit, coming through our outer atmosphere, there's a loss of communication. They were expecting that. They did not expect what happened, as shown again in the Apollo 13 movie.
Okay, flight, that's 3 minutes. We are standing by for acquisition.
Odyssey, Houston, do you read me? Odyssey, this is Houston. Do you read?
Expected time of reacquisition, the time when the astronauts were expected to come out of blackout, has come and gone. But all any of us can do now is just listen and hope. We're about to learn whether or not that heat shield, which was damaged, as you remember, by the explosion 3 days ago, has withstood the inferno of reentry.
Houston, do you read me? minutes. 4 minutes. Standing by.
Yeah, Joy. The movie did a good job of capturing it if you watched it. If you didn't, you probably will want to. But again, it was based on what had actually been happening on board. And for the three men and their families and the world watching and waiting for them to come home. The story of Apollo 13 has been dramatized several times. The Apollo 13 1995 movie is obviously the most notable. There's another 1994 memoir co-authored by James Lovell called The Lost Moon, and an episode of a 1998 miniseries, From the Earth to the Moon. The time that we almost lost a crew in space. Yes, we later had the disasters with the other programs. But this was the first where we were fearful that we had lost our crew in space. And maybe on the reentry, when it took forever to reestablish communications, the fear that they had been incinerated on the reentry. You got to admire the men and women involved in this program. Not only those on the mission, but those standing behind them, making it work, making it as safe as you can. And James Lovell had written a comment at one point saying how much those folks mattered. He said, during our six-day odyssey, we had no idea what an impression we made on the people on Earth. Monday, another story behind the story. A tragedy, the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. That will be coming Monday. Our next hour is still to come, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.